let's go to Stephen Jacobs there in Georgetown. I assume that you're in Georgetown. Hello, Stephen. Nice to see you. And you've got the colors of green on. That's got some political implications then, guy, the color green. How are you?
Hi, good night. Good night, Andrew. I'm not involved in that. This is actually, if you can see, this is Jacob's Jewelry and Pawn Shop. I just got home from my business.
Yes. Well, it would be interesting, though, to talk to us about the business. Ronnie Clark, who's the executive producer, tells me you're making millions of dollars there in Guyana. Is that true?
I wish. In the near future, I wish.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are you doing there exactly? What are you doing in terms of your jewelry there? A pawn shop, is it?
Okay, so we actually specialize in handcrafted jewelry,
mm-hmm.
Custom made, that is. We also have a showroom here in Guyana. Mm. We actually do a lot of pieces for the cricketers. So when you see that those big dangling chains on these cricketers,
yes,
it's actually Kemar
Roach. I would imagine Kemar Roach has got a chain that is very, very, very heavy. Yes, big, big chain. Kemar Roach, these guys, you look after these guys well when they're in Guyana, huh?
Yes, yes, of course. We know Guyana is known for gold. It's the city of El Dorado. It's known for gold.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, when cricketers or when, visitors come to Guyana, they usually tend to, pick up a piece from us.
Right. So it's a pawn shop. What part of Guyana are you in terms of Georgetown?
It's Kitty. It's 16.5 feet Kitty in Georgetown. It's closer to the seawalls.
Mm-hmm.
It's closer to border ground.
Yes, yes, yes. I know border. I've been to Guyana several times.
So it's in that vicinity.
All right. Have you ever made any stuff for Jamal Smith? Do you know him?
Jamal Smith, yes. I went to UWE with him. He's a good fella.
Jamal, say hello to
your friend. Not just yet. I'm sure he will come soon.
Stephen? Jamal, say hello to Stephen.
All right, Jakey. Good night. Good night, Jakey.
Jakey, that's his nickname, huh?
All right.
Wonderful.
Yeah, Jakey.
Right. Okay. Well, Stephen, just before you come in and talk about the West Indies, we're not going to keep Brian Waddle any longer because I know that he's getting ready for his good New Zealand lunch. What time is it now there? It's about just after 12 o'clock there in New Zealand, and he's preparing, his lunch and wants to get it very soon. So can you give us a possible squad for the test match? Is it asking too much, Brian, possibly? I've got my pen. Can I do some writing?
Yeah, I'll give you a squad. The selectors don't always agree with me, and that's one of the problems of cricket these days, that as commentators, we don't find agreement with the selectors. But I think they'll agree with this for the New Zealand squad.
Yes.
It's generally going to be the side that won the last test match. That's Latham and Blundell will be the openers.
Right.
Williamson at 3.
Right.
Taylor 4. Nichols 5. Watling 6. Then it'll be de Grundholm, Southey, Jameson. He's a player you want to watch. Kyle Jameson. He's already got a hat trick this year,
yes,
and 15 first class wickets at an average of 8. Neil Wagner and Bolt.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the squad, they will probably include one spinner, Ajaz Patel, as the likely pick.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another player who has made inroads and has qualified for New Zealand in recent times, a guy called Devin Conroy, South African-born.
Right.
Devin Conroy. And he's played a lot of cricket in England, and he's been prolific in our domestic game. Triple century last season, top run getter, leading batsman. And he started this season in pretty good touch. He may be included in the squad because if there's any problems, say, with Watling maybe injured, who knows? Blundell would then have to become wicketkeeper and go down the order, and Conway would then bat at the top of the order. But I think that will be essentially the squad of 12 or 13 that the New Zealand selectors will pick. And, it's got a pretty good look about it.
Mm. Doc, any final question for Brian?
Well, actually, no further questions, Brian. It was nice having you on, Brian. You gave a lot of insight into what's happening in New Zealand, many different aspects, and thanks for being with us again.
All right. Well, Brian, we want to thank you.
It's a pleasure. I enjoy it, and it's lovely to hear the differing opinions you hear about the game from the other side of the world? I mean, if we conducted the same sort of program in New Zealand, it would probably include the same sort of talk and the same sort of people. But just to hear the differing views, I think it's wonderful. And you do a great job. I'd love if we had a cricket show that lasted this long in New Zealand. We don't even have a cricket show on our commercial radio.
Really?
So long may it live. No, there's too much political talk.
Well, just before you go, I've got a name for your show. You can call it Waddle and Guess.
Well, what do I do without you?
Brian, it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
I'm going to talk to you guys all the best.
Right. And as it gets closer to that test series, we'll certainly have you back again. Thanks to Brian Waddle, the noted commentator. I have an opportunity to work with him when he came up to the Caribbean. I think it was back in 1985, he's made a couple of trips, and it's really good to speak to him. Of course, it's time to continue our discussion. We've got Jamal Smith, of course, joined by Stephen Leslie in his new position at the BCA, and we've also got Stephen Jacobs as well. Let's go to you now, Stephen. You, of course, would be keeping your eyes on the series, West Indies versus New Zealand. Do you think it's going to be competitive, Stephen Jacobs? Let's start with the test series.
If I'm to be honest with you, I'm hoping for it to be competitive. It's in New Zealand's backyard. It's, you know, very, very difficult conditions. I'm expecting a lot of green pitches heading into this series. I'm expecting New Zealand to actually come to West Indies, you know, with the full punk pace attack to actually, you know, try and exploit those weaknesses, because I'm seeing, if I'm honest with you, this guy Neil Wagner, he, you know, he's very, very aggressive.
Yes.
And then you have Trent Bolt, who swings the ball. I'm seeing it very, very difficult for the West Indies, if I'm being honest with you. But as a West Indian, I'll hope that they'll be very, very competitive and probably, you know, make us proud back home.
Do you like the test squad, Stephen Jacobs?
The squad is what we have, you know, what we have available right now in terms of players' performance, you know, in terms of experience and what's not. If I'm honest with you, I like the progression of Jason Holder, mm-hmm. and also Rawston Chase. Those are two players, you know, that I really like their progression, and I like how they're coming along. I really hope that they can actually perform in this series and be very consistent. And I think it'll take West Indies a good way.
Right. Just to let our listeners know, of course, you know the score, but it wouldn't harm to repeat it. Jason Holder, captain, Jermaine Blackwood, Craig Brathwaite, Darren Bravo. Of course, you've got Shamar Brooks, John Campbell, Rawston Chase, Ryan Cornwall. Then we come down to Shane Durrish, Shannon Gabriel, Shemon Hepmeyer, Shamar Holder, Alzari Joseph, Kemo Paul, and Kemo Roach. That is the test squad. We've been joined by, well, I almost said cricket director, but that's no longer the case. Of course, he's now the head of the marketing department there at the BCA. Did I get your title right, Stephen Leslie?
Andrew, good night. You're being naughty. I think that because you were calling the title for 5 years, I could excuse you for not being able to call the new title, Manager Marketing and Communications,
Want to get it right.
November 1st.
Manager Marketing and Communications.
Manager Marketing and Communications.
All right. Yes. And that job would have started.
So you will get used to me going forward.
Okay, good. It's a bit of a tongue twist. I like Stephen Leslie, Director of Cricket, but of course things have changed. So you would have started on November the 1st, is that right?
Yes, began on November 1st, and we are now embarking on a very exciting program. You know, from the local perspective, Andrew, that last weekend we had the T20 plate final for second division teams.
Yes.
And the new champions in Midas Magic Ipswich, the team from the Eden Lodge area, they were able to triumph over the BNOC team. And what was wonderful about that encounter is the fact that we had a very large turnout for both teams in terms of support. They had the opportunity at the Mecca to really showcase their talent. And that triumph by the Ipswich team is really one that I believe will do very well, not only from the community level, but certainly for the competition going forward. You know, we operated within a COVID-19 environment, and the fact that we had teams being able to still bring spectators in the numbers that they did to Kensington, many persons came and they were able to observe the social distancing as much as humanly possible. And there were a few who wore masks, and in all, we think we had a very good day. And this weekend, Andrew, we have to highlight a couple of adjustments that are being made, and our board of directors would have communicated with each other this week. And we're going to be introducing live television coverage of the final this weekend between the BWU Gladiola up against the Wanderers Club at Kensington Oval at 1 p.m. Now, previously, we would have advertised a doubleheader. So I'm just alerting everyone that we are just having the T20 Cup final this weekend. One game starts at 1 p.m. There will be an admission fee into the venue. Children 12 and under accompanied by a parent will be free. Those who are BCA members are also free. And if you are a what you consider a senior citizen, you will be asked to pay $5 Barbados. And those falling those three earlier categories will be asked to pay $10 Barbados. And we are asking everyone to recognize that the game begins at 1. We are going to have the gates open from about midday, and they will be able to witness the two top teams, as I said, BWU Gladiola up against the Wanderers team on Saturday. Now, the interesting thing to know also, Andrew, is that the following weekend, which is the 21st of November, will then feature the T20 intermediate final, which will feature your team, Queen Resort St. Catherine, coming up against the JCB Boscobel team. So what we're having, Andrew, is an adjustment to that doubleheader. We're just going to have one game played this Saturday, the T20 Cup, which will show Wanderers versus the Gladiola side. And that game starts at 1.
I see.
You never want to come down and see two of the teams that have really earned a victory this year's tournament.
Mm. And just before we go to Jamal to get a reaction, then the following weekend, August, which would then be the 21st?
November 21st.
Right. You're going to be having, of course,
That will be the T20 intermediate final.
Right.
And that will feature the Queen Resort St. Catherine versus JCB Boscobel at 1 p.m. as well.
Would there be an admission? In terms of...
At the moment, we haven't determined any admission for that game. We certainly have an admission fee applied for the top-level game, and that is what applies for this weekend.
I see. Interesting. Jamal, your reaction to all of this? Jamal?
First of all, good night, Mr. Leslie, again. Hi, Andrew. Mm. Can you hear me?
Yes, we're hearing you loud and clear. Yes.
Yes, I think it's a nice initiative from the BCA to get the cricket televised. I'm very pleased the way things have flowed this year. Obviously, you know, Stephen, I've been griping for more cricket, but certainly the cricket that has been played, you know, it has been marshaled well by the BCA. I'm calling a winner in the early, Andrew. I don't normally step out on a branch, but I expect Gladiola to conquer. I saw the unit from very early in the season and thought that they were the team to watch, and certainly now they're in the finals. I wouldn't take back my bet that I placed so early in the season. But yes, I actually got a glimpse as well on the Nation News Extra on Facebook of the game between Ipswich and BNOC, and it's very good to see our local cricket out there, Andrew. I'm very, very pleased about that. So well done to Mr. Leslie and company for spreading the cricket far and wide.
Just before you come in, Stephen, I understand that our good friend Mr. Springer is now the acting director of cricket. I don't know if you've heard anything, Jamal, Henderson Springer. Have you heard that?
No, Andrew. You know, as I always tell you when we're in the commentary booth, your phone is a little more high tech than mine, especially the powers that be that you have on your phone. My phone is still set to local parameters. You know, you're internationally respected, locally known, so you always have the updates before us.
So you haven't heard anything then?
I don't hear anything, Andrew, unless you message me and ask me to come on the show. I'm quite insular.
All right. All right. We can never trap you.
What I was going to add, Andrew.
Yes.
Is that the television coverage that Jamal spoke about is going to be done locally on CBC TV, and it's also going to go regionally on One Caribbean TV. So there will be that opportunity for our Caribbean neighbors and a global audience to also witness this cricket live on Saturday.
That's tremendous. Absolutely tremendous indeed. Stephen, any cricket at all being played in Guyana?
None at all. None at all. Still social distancing and the necessaries for COVID. Let me comment Stephen Leslie. I've known him for quite a while. I know him to be somebody who gets the job done. I'm actually happy to see cricket is being played in Barbados. And I've played there before, and I know the competitive atmosphere that, you know, Barbados club cricket is. I'm thinking the Gladiator team, correct me if I'm wrong, is it with Ashley Nurse?
Yes. And formerly Jamal, and formerly Jamal before he got a job at Yorkshire.
Oh, okay. Mm.
So
wasn't he an Empire guy?
Yes, but then he fell out with Empire. Yes, but then he fell out with Empire. I think he's still the secretary. And he decided to go to Gladiola. So he's roaming all over the place.
Andrew, still the secretary. Empire still very much an Empire man. But you know, when Judy calls him looking to do some coaching, he went over to Gladiola and obviously on to Yorkshire. Having the success. For me, Andrew, still very much a part of Empire Club. Don't be naughty, Andrew.
Okay, well, I won't be. Jamal, do you have any concerns at all? There's been a lot of praise heaped on Stephen Leslie, and of course the Barbados Cricket Association in this COVID environment for getting cricket. But when you do a critical analysis, Jamal, are there any concerns?
Apart from me griping again about more cricket, I have to give them full marks for the effort put forward. You know, in these uncertain times, they've done really well, and teams were able to prepare. Mm. And at the end of the day, we were able to get a show going, and we have to be thankful for that.
Mm. What about the concerns of the teams in the lower division? I saw a big article in the, I think it's the Monday Nation, our friends at Market Hill and at St. Catharines were very upset that they weren't able to play in the semi-finals. And did you see that article, Jamal?
No, it didn't happen. As I said before, you know, my blinkers are always on. I didn't see the article, but I'm sure you'll feel the same.
All right. Well, we only got 5 minutes left in the show now. And of course, we want to end on a very positive note. We're going to go back to Stephen Jacobs, who is busy there making lots of money there in Guyana at his pawn shop and kitty. You spoke about the challenges of the West Indies side in the Test series, but you would think that perhaps Stephen Jacobs in the shorter form, the T20, should do better.
Yes, we have world-class players when it comes to T20 cricket. We have an astute captain when it comes to Kieran Pollard, just off of an IPL title. It's a shorter game. And you know it can go either way with a shorter game. And West Indies, you know, we have the players equipped for the shorter format. And if I'm honest with you, someone who I really want to see in this T20 compo coming up is Kyle Mears. I think he's looked really good in the first class season leading up to the CPL. And again, he wasn't that consistent in, I would say, to his liking in the CPL, but I really want to see how he, you know, plays in the T20 format. But I expect a lot. I expect a lot of good things from West Indies in the T20 format.
So you expect the West Indies to win the T20 series? There are going to be three T20 matches. You expect them to win?
Yes. Mm. I see them doing really well in them.
But you expect them to lose the Test series? Is that a lead-in question?
Yes, because like I said, it's longer. It's longer format, and I'm thinking, no, it's a different team.
Yes.
All right? T20, we know T20 is obviously short, and we have a lot of really good players. But when it comes to the Test version, where you have to really grind and, you know, really be very, very consistent over 5 days.
Right.
And in that condition, in that condition, I think it would be difficult for them.
All right, Stephen Jacobs, I want to thank you. Perhaps you should join us a little earlier on the show. I know you're very busy there in Georgetown in your pawn shop, but we'd love to have a little bit more of you, maybe as it gets closer to the start of the test series. We want to thank you, and we know that things are there in Georgetown, very busy with the COVID and all that. Let's hope that things improve. And you've also been having a lot of rain as well. Is that true, Stephen? Lots of rain there in Georgetown?
Yes, Yes. Over the past 4 days, we have been a lot of rain. You know, certain areas were flooded.
Oh, dear.
But, you know, we actually had really good weather today.
Yes.
So let's hope that we have good weather. Yeah. Yeah. We had good weather today.
All right. Thanks to you, Stephen Jacobs, and enjoy the rest of your night. Let's have the final words, of course. We got another two or so minutes left in the show. Thank you, Stephen Jacobs, there in Guyana, of course, would have played at the first class level.
Thank you.
Now let's go back to you, Mr. Stephen Leslie. No doubt you're quite excited about the matches coming up on the next 2 weekends.
Yeah, very excited. And one of the things that we are quite pleased about is that the efforts of all the clubs leading into these finals have been nothing short of tremendous. And the opportunity now to
To be lost. Stephen, you're having a little difficulty there. I think perhaps you're not, and you have a little bit of difficulty there. In terms
bandwidth.
Yes, the bandwidth, Stephen. Oh, okay. Well, he's left.
Yeah.
So what we're all right. Stephen, I think we got to leave it there. Jamal, is your bandwidth a bit better to end with you, Jamal?
But to be quite honest with you, Andrew, I've been doing a bit of driving over the last hour.
Yeah, but because I'm wondering, in fact,
heard me clearly. So,
yeah, in the studio, myself and because you've been driving for a long time, and Barbados is not that big. Are you in St. Joseph?
Andrew,
I know your business.
You have a good night, man.
All right, well, it's been an absolute pleasure having you, Jamal, on the show. And it's been a pleasure, of course, having you, Stephen Leslie. Of course, this weekend, Gladiola up against the Wanderers of Delos Road. It should be a fascinating game. It's going to be live on television, and we want to thank you for your wonderful work. Thanks to you, of course, my very good friend, Dr. Ford. We also had on the show Ricardo Paul and, of course, Russell Arnold and the great man, Brian Waddle. I'm Andrew Mason. He's hoping for a better tomorrow. It's good night.